And I think that if I were young had the determination, I would try to learn enough about chemical physics so that I could either do some of that work myself or interact with those people. I mean, it's not something I'm going to do now, but I think that's where important new results are going to come from. Now those people, some of them were trained as basic physical organic chemists. Both Bob Squires and Bonnie Ellison were students of Ken Weiberg. Peter Chen was a student in my group. So these people are, what they have shown is that it is possible to expand in that direction and to get new results there. And I think that's potentially a very fruitful direction for the field to go. Now, one of these places that maybe it's in something that you sent me or somebody sent me. Maybe it was in the reprint that that Steve sent me. Jack Roberts said that physical organic chemistry, as far as he was concerned, involved that made it different from physical chemistry was the creation of new molecules to test theory. Now, my feeling is that phase of physical organic chemistry is pretty much over. And there are two reasons for it. One is that the thrust of these new instrumental techniques, fast kinetics, high-resolution NMR, flowing afterglow spectrometry, photoelectron detachment spectrometry, all kinds of very fancy tools. Now, it's going to be a rare physical organic chemist who is going to spend 5 years synthesizing a molecule to put in a machine like that. The ordinary physical organic chemist is going to want to have a molecule that he can put in there and then run a lot of other molecules through to see, to make comparisons, to work up some kinds of patterns of behavior. So the motivation is not going to be coming from that direction for the most part. On the other level, the kind of thing that we used to do.
Seems like the cycles come around again.
It really has.
People would reach up off the shelf.
Exactly. That was in the early stages. That's what we're doing now, and maybe we'll reach the point in this time around the cycle where the synthetic aspect will become more important. But for the moment, the kind of thing that we did, which we spent lots of our time synthesizing molecules for specific ad hoc purposes, nobody's doing now. For one thing, the kinds of molecules that you need to make are pretty hard to make. And the people that can make them, by and large, are doing synthesis because that's where the action is. They're not doing this stuff. So, I think that Jack's definition is now kind of restrictive. I think it's the field is broader than that, and that's probably inevitable. I don't think it's bad, but I don't think we can hold on to one style of physical organic chemistry. I think it has to continue to evolve. Yeah, and who knows? Maybe it'll come back again. Maybe there will be jobs again for students who are trained in those disciplines.
But the fact is, there won't be any students like that.
But yeah, well,
you're a dying breed.
Yeah, you have to. It'll have to be built back up again, all over, start from scratch. But maybe I'm too pessimistic. There are certain departments where there seems to be a certain stirring of activity, a certain interest in perpetuating this field. And maybe it will come back again. I certainly hope so, because I think it's a worthwhile thing to do.
last thing, what do you do for fun?
Oh, well,
work very hard.
In the last few years, not much. I used to be physically very active. I used to do a lot of hiking. I used to play squash and racquetball. All those activities are now, I've got arthritis in a knee that makes it very difficult for me to do that. So I still do work out, but it's dull things, just aerobic workouts, and try to keep my body together one way or another. But I read a lot and go to the theater. We like the opera and the ballet. We go to New York quite frequently for those. And so that was one of the motivations for coming to Yale, was the proximity to New York, plus the fact that, of course, I have family in this area. So my sister lives in Allentown, Pennsylvania. We have other relatives in the vicinity. So that was all kind of an attraction. We've traveled quite a bit. We've been abroad to recently to France and Belgium and Switzerland, Germany.
This is no longer professional
travel. Sicily, some of it is, but more and more not. Nowadays, it's mostly not. And we enjoy that very much. So I'm getting to be, I won't say incapacitated, but I recognize my physical limitations. I've got to draw the line at certain things that I used to like to do very much, but I can't anymore. So it's a different phase of my life now, and I have to learn how to deal with it, and I think I'm trying very hard to do that.
Well, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate your spending all of this time.
Pleasure to talk to you.
And sooner or later you will get